Well, certainly developments in the COVID-19 fight, obviously, with the cluster in Melbourne. And now we know that a couple of people from Melbourne have visited sites in and around Bendigo. We thought we'd catch up with Dr. Ava Piaco from the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic to find out the latest. Ava, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Did the medical profession expect there to be another cluster and a bit of a breakout?
I think we were expecting that. We thought with winter coming, we discussed that last week too. I think that, you know, the likelihood there would be at some point another breakout.
So what are your plans changed at all with this latest notice that we've got a couple of cases been to Bendigo?
Well, in terms of vaccination, we're still going full steam ahead with vaccination and hoping this, you know, brings it to people's attention that things can change overnight, really, can't they, with thinking it's all safe and it's okay in the community, to suddenly now there's community spread. And I guess our concern here is we're not quite sure about the direct link with that community spread. And in terms of swabbing and testing people for COVID, we've actually increased our appointments and our staffing this afternoon because, as you know, we have those Tier 1 and Tier 2 exposure sites here in Bendigo. So those people need to be tested.
Ava, what is the difference with the Axdale one? I think the recommendation is 14 days quarantine, yeah. And with the hairdresser one, it's test and isolate. So why the difference between the two?
I think it would be the risk of exposure. So, for example, with the function, with the Axdale one, it was a function. They were there for a couple of hours and probably mingling a bit more, talking a bit more. So the risk that that person has actually had interaction with a whole lot of people is much greater. Whereas with the Tier 2, you can imagine a hairdresser that might have got in there and just only spoken to the one hairdresser. You know, hairdressers are doing the social distancing. I'm not sure about this place, but my hairdresser was still wearing masks at times. So the risk that it's going to be generalised exposure is much less. So with T1, you have to get tested and quarantined for the 14 days from exposure and you'll be notified as to whether you need another test on day 11. And then, but with the T2 site, it's just to get tested and isolate if you have a negative result because your risk is much less. So it's about time and risk of contact.
So do you think this is a good indicator of why people should be getting their vaccine? Obviously, people have been holding back. It seems people have been holding back. Do you think this is a real indicator?
Absolutely. So the benefit of vaccines, so number one, the chances that if you're vaccinated, you're going to get COVID is much less. If you do happen to be unfortunate and you do happen to contract COVID, the risk that you're going to have a serious illness and end up in hospital is significantly reduced. And once you've had your second vaccine, that's down to less than 10% chance you'll end up in hospital. And the third thing is we know that it's now showing evidence that the chances you're going to pass it on to somebody else is significantly reduced because if you do catch it and have it, the viral load's a lot less, so you're carrying a lot less virus. So on all three fronts, they're just different, like rings of protection.
People seem to be sort of a bit hesitant about taking the AstraZeneca jab and saying, oh, I'm going to wait for the Pfizer. Is there any value in that idea?
We don't know. First of all, it's not going to protect you this winter. So we're not quite sure. We know that the government's ordered more Pfizer in, but whether that's only going to be available to people under 50 or whether it's going to be open up to the rest of the community is not clear. I would imagine that in the first instance, that next load of Pfizer coming through will be to extend it to people under 50 who currently don't qualify. So it's a long way off for people over 50. And then the other discussion is they're talking about the Moderna. Well, we don't know a lot about the Moderna here at the moment. We don't know when it's coming. It's not TGA approved. So I think they're really thinking of the Moderna for using it as boosters for next year if, you know, we decide we need to have boosters. So I don't think there is value in waiting because you might have to wait too long and even if you do wait, it may not be available.
Yeah. And it must be, just finally, it must be frustrating for medicos when it seems like there's been mixed messages from some of the pollies in terms of, yep, get it done now. Or if you want to wait for the Pfizer, it's October. You know, it's 4 or 5 months, long time.
It is. So we're worried about our patients. We want our patients to be protected. We want our patients to be safe. We want our communities to be safe. And then from a logistical point of view, you know, a lot of GPs are putting a lot of time and effort, and us with the clinic putting a lot of staff on, a lot of the infrastructure, to make it as easy as possible for people to be vaccinated. And, you know, so it's really important that people use this opportunity. We wouldn't be doing it if we didn't think it was of value.
Yeah. No, very true. Doctor, thanks very much, as always, for your time. Appreciate it.
That's all right. And everyone stay safe. And if you have symptoms, please get tested. And if you're at those sites, please get tested and stay home.
Indeed. Good on you, Dr. Ava Pieko from the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic.